today's daf is daf Pei Beis. We got to the bottom of Pei Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara is about to ask a question. Two lines from the bottom, two lines up. Ba'i minei Rava mirav Nachman. Rava asks from Nachman the following question. Tashmish hamita l'rabbana, tashmish hamita, if l'rabbana ino nefeshu o dvarm she beina l'veina. If she takes upon herself the Isser of Tashmish Shemitah, according to the Rabbanan, is this going to be considered Inu Nefesh, or will this be considered something personal between him and her? So what's the Nafkamina? Let's see, does the Ran say anything here? Ran says four lines up from the bottom, Bay Mine Ravam Rav Nachman, Tashmish Shemitah, the Rabbanan Inu Nefeshu, Nafkamina, the Mefer Bein Le'atmo, Bein Le'acherim. And therefore, he would be able to make a mefer, do hafar rather, whether it's between him and her, or between her and someone else. I guess it's a situation where if she's divorced later on, let's see. Right, okay, fine. If they get divorced, so now she could be mefer, but wouldn't be in lots of lacherim. Let's say she takes upon herself, I'm confused what the nether would be then. Can he be made for the nether only with respect to her and him and her, but once she gets divorced she'll be usher to others, or once he's made for her he can made for her entirely because it's inu nefesh, or only it's bein olavena, only he can only be made for the nether how it relates to him but not how it relates to others, and therefore if she were to get divorced she would be usher and tashmish towards others. So what's the psak? What's the Gemara says? Amarle Tani Sua, he quotes a rice of some sort, Mishnah, Vinetula Anim min Hayehudim. If she uses a phrase that I'm usher, I'm taken away from all the Yehudim, I'm usher to have tashrish with anybody, and that includes even the husband. And then going on to Pei Beis Amud Aleph, the halach is Yefer Chelko Umisham Shasa, that he is able to make for only his chelik, only how it relates to him, and tashrish would be mutter. Vinetula min Hayehudim. But with regards to everybody else, the nether would be chal, and she in fact would be usher to others, even if, even after she gets divorced, she'll be usher to others.
And so, the next husband did the same thing.
No, because the nether's already chal. Yeah. He'll only be made for the nether for the first 24 hours.
You say that before she gets married, the husband made for all the nedarim?
So when they get engaged, I don't remember all these things. But I think, I'm not sure. It's a good question. I don't remember.
Getting too clean, Clean page.
Right. I don't remember exactly. So then the Gemara says, now, V'i amrs neder inu nefesh havi. If you assume such a neder, tashmish would be considered inu nefesh, amai te netula min ha-yudim. Why would she be separate from the Yehudim? It should be entirely, once he's made for the neder, because inu nefesh, it should be completely uprooted. So we learn from here, shema mina dvar mishibbeinu levena havin l'rabbanon. So it must be then that, sorry? So it must be that we conclude that this is something that's personal between him and her, and when he's made for, he's only made for his chelek. So let's look at the Ran for a moment. Actually, let's go a little further. Rather, so then the Gemara says, "Tibar lecha, the Rabbanon tibar lecha." Mishum dinatul ani min Yehudim. That's his question here.
He's going to be doif the raya from Rav
Nachman. Aha. So again, the Rabbanan tibar lecha, according to Rabbanan, it's still a shayla. Why? Mishum dinatul ani min Yehudim, Rabbi Yossi katanila. Maybe Rabbi Yossi is the one who had that svara of nitul ani min Yehudim. He was the author of that brisa. And only Rabbi Yossi holds that way, but maybe, perhaps, according to the Chachamim, that maybe the Chachamim hold that it would be considered something inu nefesh. And how do we know Rabbi Yossi is the author of this statement of netula ani min ha-yudim? The Amar Rav Yehuna kula pirkin Rabbi Yossi. Rav Yehuna holds that the entire perek is Rabbi Yossi. So let's see this inside now. The Ran. The Ran, the last few words under the previous Amud is just quoting from the Gemara, Kula Pirkin Rabbi Yossi, and going on to Pei Beis Amud Aleph, the Ran says, Kula Stama, the High Pirkin Rabbi Yossi Katani, the entire Perek, anytime we find Stam statement in the Mishnah, it's all, in this Perek, it's Rabbi Yossi. Techevin de Katani Rabbi Yossi, Omer Ein Elu Nida Inu Nefesh, since the opening Mishnah of the Perek says, Rabbi Yossi attacks the Chachamim saying what the Chachamim said were inu nefesh is in fact not considered inu nefesh. So then he says, but I'll tell you what is Inu Nefesh. He says, the following are considered Inu Nefesh. Why do you have to later on say Divrei Rabbi Yossi? It must mean to tell us that the entire parak is Rabbi Yossi. So if you go back to the Mishnah, it sounds like the word Rabbi Yossi is mentioned twice. Just look back for a second.
Rabbi Yossi is the guy that doesn't hold the taking the shelves.
That in this area of some Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi.
Correct. No, I'm saying the proof is if you look back at the Mishnah in Ayin Tesam and Beis, the top word of the page is Amar Rabbi Yossi, Ein Elu Nidei Inu Nefesh. Then the Mishnah says, Elu hein nidid inu nefesh. And then that line concludes, Divrei Rabbi Yossi. So why is the word Rabbi Yossi, why does the name Rabbi Yossi appear twice? So it's coming to highlight to us that the entire parak here is written by, whenever it's Stam, it's written by Rabbi Yossi. So this line of Netul Minah Yehudim is another Mishnah in the parak here. And that, since it's Stam, we have to assume it's Rabbi Yossi who authored it and not the Chachamim. So Rabbi Yossi said Netul Minah Yehudim, but it's very possible that the Chachamim do not hold of this, and Chachamim still might hold, it's a suffix, whether they categorize Tash Rishamita as Nidu Nefesh or Beino Levena. Oh, is that sorry?
You're Rabbi Yossi is on that first mission, that's how it ends?
Yeah.
So logic is all around that one said Rabbi Yossi is still here.
No, but the proof is around saying it says Rabbi Yossi twice in the Mishnah, unnecessarily. This is Rabbi Yossi, and by the way, these are the words of Rabbi Yossi. The fact that you're repeating it, that extra thing is a drasha on the Mishnah to say that he must be the...
Because if it was only twice, he would assume that from then on he's already made.
If it only said it one time, if it said Divrei Rabbi Yossi.
Right.
But it says Rabbi Yossi two times in that statement. The fact that it's two lines, it's trying to highlight to us that Rabbi Yossi is the author of this entire parak.
What? But in regards to the first chelek of the Mishnah, it seems that it's not Rabbi Yossi.
No, the first part is not. But then Rabbi Yossi responds, and he says a statement, and then he says, oh, by the way, that's Rabbi Yossi. Well, we know that's Rabbi Yossi. You told us before it's Rabbi Yossi. Okay. So, the Ran writes now, Linyan Halacha, two narrow lines down. He says, Linyan Halacha, did we get to the end of this Ran yet? Actually, by the way, what I read in the Ran was really him finishing off the Gemara. Let's go back to the Gemara, finish this up, and then we'll go back to the Ran. So the Gemara says again, "Dama Rav Yehuna Kula Pirkan Rav Yosi." The entire parak is Rav Yosi. Mimai, how do you know this? Dechevan deKatani Rav Yosi Omer Ein Elu Nidrei Inu Nefesh. Since the Mishnah says Rav Yosi is responding to the Chachamim, these are not Nidrei Inu Nefesh. So Lama Lisu LeMisnei. Why does the Mishnah have to again later on repeat Hareza Yefer Dvei Rav Yosi? Why repeat it? Shema Mina Mikan Veilach Rabbi Yossi, to teach me that from that point on is also going to be the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, and therefore we still have a suffix within the opinion of Rabbanan how they would categorize Tashmi Shamita. So Linyan Halacha, back to the Ran now, two narrow lines down. Linyan Halacha Kevin de Ba'in Loiv Shite, since it's a Shaila, that's a question that's not answered. Nakdina Lachomer, we're going to be Machmir Veino Mefer Elo Mishim Devar Mishabeno Leveno. We're going to be Machmir, and when he is made for the nether with respect to Tashmish, it's only how it relates to him, but not to others. That's the Chomer. Vikamad Amar, there are those, however, who say differently. The Nehid Elo Ifshite, since even though the Shaila here is not answered, Hacha Afilu Hachi Ifshite Le Mimemer De Shmuel, it's answered elsewhere by a statement of Shmuel Damar Mbisamach next to this Gemara. It says, Aval Hanas Ploni Alaya Mefer. That the Hanas Ploni, I don't know, we'll see later on, I guess. V'mehalom Arya dechi kamar mefer dvarm sheyesh bo'ina nefesh kamar akati matin lememar detashin mita ein bo'ina. Okay, so I'm not sure the statement of Shmuel, but somehow they want to prove for Shmuel later on that if there's a Hana that is going to be affected by other people, he can be mefer because it's considered ino nefesh to her. And then the Ran challenges that by saying that maybe Tashmish Mita is not considered something that's ino. Not having Tashmish would not be considered ino, and maybe one wouldn't allow to. So I'm not following that second half there.
So if it's considered, if it's ino considered ino, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's mefer, and the moment that they divorce, she would have to get a Pesach to get married again.
Right, exactly.
But why do you consider it ino nefesh and not as a mitzvah?
Say it again.
Tashmish is a mitzvah.
Okay.
So, why? Meaning, if it's not in nefesh, it cannot be mafarid. While it's a mitzvah to begin with, so it's a chiv.
No, but we learned.
So it must.
We learned it yesterday because she says. Because she says what she's saying is she's saying hanaat tashmish
alai.
My hana is not yours, not the husband's. Her hana on tashmish is also on her.
Fine. Who cares?
It says the Gemara, halfway down, Pei Beis Amun Aleph. Amar Shmuel, Mishmei De Levi, Shmuel said in the name of Levi, Kol nedarim baal mefer l'ishto, that any neder a wife makes, the husband can be mefered. Chutz min ha'anasi al ploni she'o mefer. The one exception is that my hana will be usher to ploni, that he's not able to be mefer. Aval, but if she says hana's ploni alai, that I cannot get hana from ploni, then he can be mefer. So the first case is that my hana is usher to ploni, that's not going to be any inu nefesh, that's not going to be dvarim shebeinu levena, so therefore he's not allowed to be mefer. But if she says that I can't get enough from ploni, that will be things that's something that's considered inu nefesh, and he therefore can be mefer. Right, that's exactly what the Ron says. Fine. So Gemara quotes from a Mishnah, Tanan, Peros Medina Zu Alai, Yavila Medina Acheres. So the Mishnah told us, we saw this Mishnah already, if she says that I cannot get hana from the fruit from this Medina, so she can't be made for, the husband can't be made for, she has to go get pears from another Medina. There's another way around this. It's not considered inu nefesh. So that's the statement. I assume that's a shaila. We're going to bring the shaila from what we just said. It's okay, but the shaila is, before we said that if she takes a nether, she can't get hana from this individual, he's allowed to be made for it. It's inu nefesh. But we're asking, why is that true? If she takes a nether from a Medina, she goes gets from another Medina. So why not here to say the same thing? If she can't get hana from Reuven, to let her go get hana from Shimon, why does that give us room to be made for the nether? So Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef explains, Dekamar Shetavi. So what's going on here? So if you look at the Ran, let's look at the Ran here. The Ran says, Yavi Medina Acheres, so just explain the question, I guess. About Peres, this is around 8 narrow lines up in the Ran. Yavi Medina Acheres, if she says, I can't get hana from this Medina, then bring from another Medina. About Peres, also Medina, Mithasri, Allah, Inu Yachal Hafer. But from that Medina, the nether's Chal, and she can't be, and he can't be made for it. V'kol Shkem Be'omeres, Hanas Ploni, Allah, She'inu Yachal Hafer. And certainly, if it's one individual, if she takes a nether, the nether's Chal, and the husband can't be made for from one individual. And here the response is that Rav Yosef says, the Kamar Shetavi, says the Ram, Kigon de Kamar Peres Medina Zu Alai im Taviata. She says that the Peres from this country, this area, is also to me if you bring them. Aval Kishiavim Acher, if somebody else were to bring them from this country, Lo Asartar Osartar Malav, would not be Asar to her. Since there's a way to get those actual peros from that Medina, ayidei acher, from somebody else bringing them to her, lo dami lehanas ploni, alai delesa tekana lehanas meos ploni. But the case here, that there's no way around it. If she takes a nether from this person, there's no way to get hana from that person, no matter who brings it to her. The case of Medina, there is a way to get hana from that Medina by having someone else bring it to us. So that's the reason for the difference. Okay. Fine. The Gemara says further now, Tashma brings another raya, or question perhaps, Peros, Chenvani Ze'alai. If she says, I cannot get hana from the fruit from this store owner, the storekeeper, Ze'al Alai, Ein Yachal Hafer, the husband's not able to be made for the nether. Why not? We said above, if she says, I can't get hana from Ploni, so he can be made for it. So if she can't get hana from Chenvani, it should be no different. It should actually be easier, because the Chenvani is probably selling a lot more things than a random person on the street. So the Gemara says, "Hacha benami de ka'amr shetavi ata." What's the base there? Okay, here too also is where she says from this chenvani that you bring from me. That if you bring me from the fruit from the chenvani, I can't eat it. But if somebody else brings to me from the chenvani, then she's able to eat it. That's why you can't be made for it. But if she says, "I can't get hana at all from this chenvani," ein hachenami, he would be able to be made for the nether. Let's say lo hayisa parnasa so elami menu harayza yefer. But the end of that Mishnah tells us, let's say the situation where she takes a nether from that person, that chenvani, and happens to be the only parnasa she gets, the only one who's willing. We said earlier a few days ago, the only one who's willing to give her on a tab the chenvani is willing to give her money even though she's not paying for it, to leave it out on a loan. He's the only one now. She has nothing to eat anymore. If that's the situation, then the husband is able to be made for it. The Amris and the Gemara asked that if we're telling us the Ka'amr Shatavi al Sa, Amayafir. If we're talking about a situation, this Chenvani, where she says that Chenvani's fruit is also to me only if the husband brings it to her, so why do you allow for Hafara there? Just have someone else bring the fruit from that Chenvani. So it must be that this case is not talking about where she says the fruit also if you bring it to me. Rather, she says that the Chenvani is entirely also to me. And when she says the Chenvani is also to me, you're not allowed to be made for it. So then that ends up being a question, like we said before, that if she says Ploni can't get hana from me, then he can be mefer. So the Gemara says Ella midiseifa delo maisi baal havirasha deka maisi. He. Wait, so the Gemara says, that's part of the shaila, I guess. I think it's part of the question. So, again, the Gemara says, "Elamid the seifa de lo ma'isi bal." From the fact that the seifa is talking about a situation where not where the husband brings to her, but rather stam, she asers the chenvani from bringing to her. So, are you going to say reisha de kol ma'isi? Are you going to the reisha is a different case where the reisha is where she said it's only aser if the husband brings it? Certainly not. It seems to be talking about the same case. So, just like the seifa is a case where the chenvani is aser across the board, so to the reisha is a situation of it's aser across the board.
Right.
So Gemara says, Ella Reisha Ein Yachal Lahafir the Dukamaisihi. So rather how we're going to understand the Reisha is, the Reisha, he can't be Mefer. You could prove to us.
Even if she brings it, the Reisha, it's also, you can also not Mefer.
Even if she does bring it?
Yeah.
Okay, because she's answering the, right? She's answering the entire the chenvanitim. Okay, umasnisin Rabbi Yosi, but our Mishnah now, the Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi. The Amar Rav Huna kula pirkin Rabbi Yosi. Aha. It's a long round here.
What, Shmuel's statement was only the Rabban?
That's what it sounds like. Why do you think Masnissin, right? It should say Shmuel is according to the Rabbanon. But really what's trying to teach is that Shmuel is the Rabbanon who allows you to be Mefer. Right, again, the klal is the Rabbanon have a more expansive understanding of what Inu Nefesh is.
Because according to Rabbi Yossi, it says, Hana'a mimiksas bini Adam Inu Nefeshav Inu Nefesh.
Right, who holds that?
Achi.
Rabbi Yossi?
Yeah. Achi to the Rana Mikol Haolam.
Yo, that look at the Rana. The Rana says that, what Adam was just saying. If you look at the Rana, the last few lines of Pei Beis Manav.
Right. Right.
So you see the Rana. El Reisha Ein Yachal Hafer with Kamai Sihi. The Reisha of that Mishnah, where it talks about the Chenvani, so if she says that she can't get enough from the Chenvani, so then the husband cannot be mefer. So the Ran explained, "Kolomer in vade kush to kamras duration mitokma v'she'aser ala peros of she'olse chenvani." Afilu kishet tavim he. Yes, initially how we understood it, but she takes another that she can't get hana from this chenvani entirely, even if she brings it, someone else brings it to her. Umiu lo kasher l'shmul. This is still not a problem to Shmuel. The Masnis and Kol Rabbi Yosi. Our mission about the chenvani, that's Rabbi Yosi. He's not allowed to be made for. That's not considered inu nefesh. Shmuel, this is what Adam pointed out, that the Gemara doesn't say this, but what the Gemara means, Shmuel, mafir, where the husband can be made for it, stama, afilu mishum inu nefesh, mashra korban, trila, they hold like korbanim. So that's the halacha. So again, the Mishnah says, like Rabbi Yosi, who is a limited application of inu nefesh, and that's why if she takes hana from the chenvani, he cannot be made for it. But Shmuel says no. Rabban thinks even from one person, hana from one person that is aser would be considered inu nefesh, and that's why Shmuel holds you can be made for it. And that's the Machlokas Mishnah versus the Shmuel.
It's weird because the Mishnah says that Rabbi Yossi says those were an inu nefesh. He says in response to the Rabbana, but these are inu nefesh. And then he goes on and he lists a bunch of things that are inu nefesh, and one of them is the case of Tichenvani, or the case of bringing Harris Mundi.
Right, it's Rabbi Yossi who was mentioning
those. I mean, yeah, it was that's bookmarked between two Amar Rabbi Yossis.
Right. But that's consistent, no? We're saying the Tichenvani case is Rabbi Yossi.
We're saying it's Rabbi Yossi, but we're saying it's Rabbi Yossi holds there's no such thing as Inui Nefesh. Or is a more limited view of Inoy Nefer.
That's right, because he says the first case of Stam Chenvani is you can't be made for it. That's not Inoy Nefesh, only if it's Lo Ha'isa Parnasaso El Mimeno, then it's considered Inoy Nefesh.
So that's fine.
It's you're right, when it says the Elu Nidr Inu Nefesh, it doesn't give only examples of Nidr Nefesh. It says this is not, but the following is Nidr Nefesh, Inu Nefesh. Okay. So the Gemara continues now on Pei Beis Amud Beis, two lines from the top, after establishing again that our Mishnah, entire parak is Rabbi Yossi, Umay Ein Yachal Lahafer, Mishim Inu Nefesh, Aval Mefer Nidarm Shebein Leveina. So when Rabbi Yossi says he cannot be made for the Nidarim because it's not considered Inu Nefesh, but he may be made for it if it's Nidarim, that's between him and her. Meaning what? Aha. Uh-huh. So it's pointing out here is that what's going to turn out that this nether that she can't get enough from the Chenvani, the local store owner, so it's going to make the husband have to travel further and more tircha to get her fruit from elsewhere. So that's going to impact the two of them. That would be grounds then to be made for the Nedarim as affecting the two of them. Not because of Inu Nefesh, because Beino Leveino.
How is it Beino Leveino if he only suffer?
Because let's say he's asking himself fruits that are close to her house. The husband has to go far away to get it. So
it's Beino Leveino, not Beino Leveino.
Umar is saying, even if his parnas is not tali on
it,
then the chenvani would be chal. The dead would be chal.
But isn't Umar now saying that it's so that Rabbi Levino that therefore he could be made for even if he's not parnasas?
Yes, that's not, yeah. If it turns out to be that way, I mean, if she says a chenvani is far away, then that wouldn't. But if it's saying that's the closest grocery, maybe then he would be able to.
Right?
Okay.
Exactly
right. If you have some other guy who's doing the shopping for them, so then he wouldn't be allowed to be made for it.
The 5K.
Okay.
Come on.
I'm looking on the side here. Anything going on here? Okay, let's go Vayitir now. The Gemara says this is the three lines down and the two dots. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, nether mishtei kikaros. She takes a nether that she's not allowed to have two pieces of bread, two loaves of bread. Ba'achas misana, ba'achas ena misana. Mitoch shu mefer, misana mefer l'shena misana. So what's going on here? So she takes a nether from two loaves of bread. One of them she's misana. She's afflicted by it. It's hard for her. Rashi, the Ran rather says, this is five wide lines down. The last words is ba'achas misana. She pasniki, it's clean bread, nice white bread. She's very troubled and pained that she can't have this bread that she just took a nether from. Ubachas ein misana, one of them she's not so bothered by. She pasnikiver, it's not a clean bread. It's maybe holy bread. I don't know exactly. How do they say it? Clean and not clean? White bread, holy bread?
Coarse flour.
Okay. So she'd rather the clear flour, the white flour.
We have the whole wheat issue of health, right, in those days.
Yeah, I am.
Nowadays it's the opposite.
Yeah. Apparently it's still like wheat. It's just not as coarse.
As coarse.
Right. So.
Those days they didn't have refined white flour anyway, right. At all.
Right. They certainly didn't have bleached flour. Right?
That's for sure.
And they lived.
Not as long.
I didn't flour either.
Okay, so she takes again a nether and these two loaves. One's a nicer one where she's troubled by. She had pain that she can't eat it. The other one she's not so troubled by. So the Gemara Paskins rather. So mitoch shehu meifer l'misana meifer l'shena misana. From the fact that the husband's able to be made for from the kikar, the nether on the kikar, that she's bothered by that. There's inu nefesh. She's also able to piggyback on that as well. The kikar that was not causing her any pain. So let's see, the Ran explains, mitoch shum mefer l'misana mipnei sheyesh ba'inu nefesh, that's grounds for doing hafaras nedarim. Mefer l'shein misana, he could also do hafar on the other one, afa pishein ba'inu nefesh, why? Dechevin d'shtein davar debar achila, since they're both things that are eaten, edible, they're food, mefer l'shein misana begrara d'misana, you could piggyback off that one, the ena misana bread, vafilo hefer stam kol nether mufar. So I guess the question is I thought initially maybe it's because she took one nether and the nether was tied together. It sounds like the way the Ron's saying it's since they're categorized as food. Let's say she takes two separate nadarm. First, she takes a nether on one of the kikars, and then takes a nether on the second kikar. With the Ron say also then you could be gorer the ina masana based on the masana?
Because it's one nether.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I said one nether. The Ron seems to say nothing to do with one nether. He's focusing on that they both have what to do with food. Tosa asks a very interesting question here. There's a Ron also. Looks at the Rush rather. Look at the Rush first, actually, before Tosa. So you see the Rush. Mitoch. He says it's one nether. And there's also a little bit of inoy, not so much, but there's a little bit of inoy on the second loaf of bread. You could lump them together and do one hafara. But you can't. It's not based on a mixas heter, a huta mixas huta kulo. That only applies by a chacham, because when a chacham is going to apply his hatar sadarm, it's basically saying that the nether was a mistake. Avah, when it comes to hafar sabal, says the Rashi, who mikanu lahaba, it doesn't work retroactively. It does not root the nether from initially being chal. It's rather from mikanu lahaba. Ma shuter huta v'hashar omud bisur. But whatever is mutter is mutter. Whatever is not, it's not. So the only reason why you're able to do this is because this is one nether. And there's also inu nefesh involved in the second kikar. But again, the Rush's focus, that's one nether. Nothing to do with the categorized as one, as dvar achila. Sounds to me that it's a machlokas Rush and Ran here. Let's see in the back if anyone elaborates. But then the Rush asks an interesting question, which I saw Tosus asks the same thing. Remember the case we had that when she takes the Isser Tashmish from anybody, all the Nitulanim Yehudim, so we said that according to Biosi at least, maybe only with respect to him he's able to be Mefer, but not with respect to others. But why not say, once he's Mefer his part, he should be Nigra the other parts, that everybody else should also be Mutter. That's also somewhat mixed up to Inu Nefesh if she gets divorced. Bein Ish Leisha, says the Ran, the Rosh Ksiv, the Gzeres HaKosuf, Udafka Beino Leveina, who Mefer, lo Beino Leveina Chem. It's a special Gzeres HaKosuf. It says Beinish Leishta, only matter between him and her. That's limited to only him and her stuff. It cannot affect others as well. The Rutalos give the same answer. Fine. So I'm wondering about this machlokas Rush and the Ron. You guys think it's a machlokas? Sounds like to me it's a machlokas. Again, if let's say she takes two separate nadarim that have to do with achila, or maybe any other category that are the same category, though, according to the Ron, it sounds like you're made for one, you can be made for the other. And the Rush would say, no, it's only because it's one nether. Let's keep going, I guess. The Gemara says that's all according to the first opinion. That's all according to Shmuel. But then the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Asher, Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mefer l'Masana, Veinu Mefer l'Shena Masana. Not true. You can only be Mefer to that bread which caused her trouble, that she's used to eating, the nice bread, the clean bread, but you cannot be Mefer the other one. They're two separate Nidarm.
The Khan makes a different distinction than the Russian says, with respect to the Tulani Minayidim. More consistent with his approach that he says Beino Lebeino, the difference is Meif is Inu Nefesh versus Beino Lebeino. That was the Nachmi that the Ron had highlighted between the two, that Beino Lebeino, he can be Meifer specifically with respect to himself and not others.
The Ron says that
at the end of that long run.
So let's go through this Ron then. We have a lot of time. The Ron says, Rav Asi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mefer l'misana, veinu mefer l'shena misana. He's only able to mefer that which causes her trouble, that pas nekiyah, but not the other bread. Mishum says around the less lehach grower. He doesn't hold this concept of grower. You could drag the other one in. Hilkach afilu hefer beferish l'misana, veinu misana. Even if he attempts to, explicitly be made for both of the nedarim, ain't a mufar the shein musana. It doesn't work for the one that's not causing her any trouble. Kach pesher rabosa. That's how his Rebbe taught him. Lo reisi lachar mehem begrar d'shmo matam lama. So I don't see lachar mehem begrar d'shmo tam lama. I'm not sure his question there.
I didn't see any of his Rebbeim explain what his Shmuel's
reason is. Why Shmuel allows for it. So Vanir Beinai, the Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan Behalchi Pligi. I think, says the Ran, they're arguing about something else. Mishum de Krok Siv, the Pasuk says, V'isha Yifirenu Mefkinun Behai Kroli Kaman Detzar HaBal Shiafer Kol Aneder. The Yifirenu Kulamashma, the Pasuk says later on, the Drasha tells us that he has to pay for the entire Nether. Vim Hefer Miktasa Afil Mashefer Ein Amufer. If he tries to only do part of it, even that part won't work. It has to be all or nothing. Shekachi Ikra Girsa Bahi Shmaisa Lekaman. That's the Girsa we'll see later on in a few days from today. I'll explain later on. It's like one neder, like the Rush is saying. Even though she may have said them in two separate parts, but it's viewed as one neder. But you can't do half of them. It's all or nothing. For this reason, since he needs to and he's able to be made for the one that caused her this pain, we view this as one big nether. If you don't say it's a hafar for both them, then it won't even work for the one bread that's causing her this discomfort. Since the Torah grants him permission to be made for things that are causing her pain, when you have to be able to make for the other one, because again, we view this as one unit. They're telling one another. And if you don't allow them to be mefer at all, then it causes inu nefesh. That's all according to Shmuel. No, you could separate the two of them. The svarle dinhi. That even though the Torah says you could only be made for all or nothing and not half of a nether, that means that you have to be made for everything that you're able to be made for. Whatever is able to be made for, it has to be done entirely. Only that which is in a nefesh can he mean, does he have to be made for everything. For this reason, he's only able to be made for that which causes her discomfort, not the one that doesn't cause her discomfort. Right. So that's the distinction. How to understand the drasha of Yifrenu Kula. Okay, then the Ran goes on to say, V'chitem, if you're going to say, Imkein, Desfir Le Shmuel, since Shmuel holds, Yifrenu Akula Netherkai, the Yifrenu refers to the entire nether that she takes, even the part that's afilu lahaypaga delesei mahane, gavne, the matzi baal mefer, even that part that's not really causing her pain, even that part the baal can be mefer, tikshle masteisin, the tanan, ask the Mishnah later on, netula nimini hiyudim, yafer chelko, the husband could only be mefer how it relates to him, tashmish. V'tei misham shasa v'ti and netula mina hiyudim, so he's going to be mutter to her, but she'll also to everybody else. V'amai, name what kevan, the Yifrenu amrachmana mitoch, she mefer chelko, mefer nami chelka yehudim. Just like we asked in the Rush, the lav hachi lefsher, and the Ran answers ikla meimar the efsher the sphere light. It's possible that they hold the Shmuel the Afrenu with the mashma kulev lo pagi beinu nefesh blechudhu the chsiv lo ashchan le bedvaram shebein levena. Maybe that concept only affects things that are inu nefesh. That is a whole package. But saying that's beinu levena that only relates to the two of them personally. That we don't have that klal of Yifrenu kula.
Learns it from
the same pasuk. The same pasuk.
Meaning the whole idea that the Balkan Mefer is from one pasuk, so why would you say that you have different demudim for Beina Beina to Beina Nefesh? I think that's what the Ran mentioned, right? That Shmuel learns it from Mefer.
In that same pasuk, it mentions Inu Nefesh and Dvar Mishu Beina Leveina?
I don't know
either. If it does, right. I hear the question. I don't know.
Probably doesn't, because the Ran is pretty...
Right. Let's see a little further. He says, "Umasnisin de la kaman." The brayz, the mishnah later on, the brayz of the ma'isi alav gemara, benidre inoy nefesh nakulei v'lo b'dvar mishbein alavina. The application, all the examples that are given are all examples of inoy nefesh. So that's a proof. He says the fact that why don't we ever give an example of yifrenu kula by bein alavina? perhaps to tell us that Yifrenu Akula is not a requirement when it comes to personal Dvarim. Umilsa the Shaykh of Taimahi, it makes a lot of sense also, he says. The Nidre Inu Nefesh Mishum the Kpeda the Dahu has to do with her Kpeda. The Matsi Mefer the Inu in Gavehu. It has to do with the Kpeda. Umishum Hachi Inum Bidin Shiafer the Chatayan, the Ha'amani Leitve. It doesn't make sense to partially remove the nether because it's still causing Inu Nefesh. It only removes the Inu Nefesh if the entire nether is removed. But Dvar Mishabena Levena Mishum the Kpeda the Balhu. But when it comes to personal things, it's how it relates to him personally, not how anybody else is affected by the nether. That which he doesn't care about, meaning others, he doesn't care about it and doesn't do a hafara. That's what he does care about, that's what he's shari, that's what he permits. Vizil adanavshe, and he goes, it's very selfish, almost selfish, but it only relates, only how it relates to him. Okay, I guess we'll stop here. It's probably a bit early, right? Yeah, very early, wow. Near Bainai. That's how it appears. Okay. Seems like a little tricky daf here. How's the boat ride?